Wildcard Line, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Art. How are you?
I'm quite well, thank you. What is your first name and where are you?
My name is Peggy, and I'm in Rochester, New York.
All right, Peggy.
Well, I've got a real exciting and some tragic information here.
Okay.
In 1977, my ex-husband's wife shot and killed her two children.
Oh, my God.
And then killed herself. He and I were the data processing department for a major mail order company in Tucson.
Yes.
And I had known his wife and children because I'd bring my children and my date to play cards with them. And we would just, you know, for hours sit there and have fun. My children would play with his while we played cards.
Yes.
About a year after the tragedy, through sympathizing with him and because I worked with him, I fell in love with him. We married about a year later, and since his home was larger than mine, me and my children moved into his home.
Sure.
Subsequently, we had two burglaries, and then had a burglar alarm installed. He was traveling to Sierra Vista and Fort Huachuca on a weekly basis with his job for the city there, and he'd be gone about 5 days a week, and this went on for months. After we put the burglar alarm on, he was gone, and each night he was gone at exactly 2 a.m., no later, our burglar alarm would go off. When responding, the police couldn't find any entry. Even the burglar alarm company had reviewed the system many, many times,
right.
And I don't know if you're familiar with Arizona, you can have your window open because of your swamp cooler,
right?
About an inch and a half, 2 inches max,
right?
And still have your system operational.
Absolutely.
Well, anyway, the both the police and the alarm company would have it set so that the window was open and try to set that alarm off. It would not go off for them. Now, mind you, while this was going on, each time the alarm went off, I had trained my children to immediately run to my room, lay down next to the bed, and I had a .357 Magnum underneath my pillow that I would point toward the hallway, the bedroom door.
A .357 Magnum?
A .357 Magnum.
Okay.
And I didn't even know how to shoot a gun.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I was so terrified after, this happened, I would say 20, 30 times.
Oh, God. Is it your presumption that these children and this and or this woman who had killed them and then committed suicide was coming back to the house? I mean, is that where we're going here?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because I would hear, when my children were at school, I would hear children's whispering. Coming from the kids' rooms.
Right.
And I would find things like the flour would be in the refrigerator, the milk would be in the pantry. I would put things down and I'd turn around to get them and they weren't there and I'd go crazy looking for them.
You know,
I think this was the kids kind of playing.
Yeah, I've got it. These shows end up scaring me every damn time. This is really doing it for me. Already I see this theme, and here you are again with children, and what a tragedy. Well, did it ever all end, or is this something that's just going on and on?
After months and months of this and the police responding, one of the policemen pulled me aside. And he said, lady, if I were you, I would not spend another night in this house.
Really?
Because he had responded on numerous occasions with this situation. Well, I told my husband, I said, look, it's either me or the house. We bought a home the next day and moved out. The entire 3 years that we were there, it would be 110 degrees in the middle of summer, and my living room, ooh, I get goosebumps and the hair raises on my arms.
So you were driven from the house?
Yes, I was driven from the house. That house would be like an icebox in the middle of summer. Just the one room. And I could always...
This is something you must have talked over with your husband. Many times. And so, by the end of this, you were both absolutely convinced what was going... Do you think that these spirits... stayed with the home. When you moved, it all stopped?
No, it did not stop. As a matter of fact, 6 months after we moved out, the new owner telephoned us very late at night, and I would guess around midnight. And he asked my husband if he was the original owner of the home. And we knew exactly why he was asking.
Yeah. I've heard that when you go to sell a house, with the kind of activity that you had, you're actually legally, responsible to tell the person, maybe in California or just some states, I'm not sure, that it is a haunted house.
I don't believe we were at that time.
That may well be, I think you have to now. In some places, anyway, you actually have to tell them it's haunted. That's how serious this is. So is it all resolved now or what?
No, I don't think it's resolved. Something happened subsequent to that. Did you get my email earlier?
I got your email.
Okay. Subsequent to that, in 1985, my daughter ran away from home. And she called me about 2 weeks later and proceeded to tell me that my ex-husband had been molesting her.
Oh, God. It just gets worse and worse and worse.
It was right then and there that all of a sudden it hit me. There was no motive until that moment for this murder-suicide.
Oh,
and
wow.
My feeling is that she was trying to get me out of that house.
Clearly.
Me and my children away from him.
Whew.
I believe she killed her children because she could not leave them with him.
Oh, that's incredible.
And she could not herself deal with the situation emotionally.
Well.
So, I believe that this man has blood on his hands. And I could not get the police department to listen to me on it.
Well, you sure got one to tell you to get the hell out, though. Thank you very, very much for the story. So many of these hauntings seem to have some kind of tragedy, incident, some horrible accident or suicide associated with them. Could it be, of course, we frequently speculate that souls are held here on Earth or in some kind of purgatory when it's something like what was just described.